This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
It's working. Overtime.
Working a little overtime.
That'll suck some power. Overtime.
Maybe I'll just stay and work overtime.
Overtime again.
Working a little overtime.
OT, overtime, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt. I didn't mean to, I was doing two things at once, and you know me, I can't multitask. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, hanging out. It's a nice Tuesday. Is there 31 days in November?
I think tomorrow's December.
Someone's got to wake up that Green Day guy if they haven't already. 2 months have passed.
I was about to say, they're late. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You had me tripped up for a second.
Don't let them sleep in too much, you know?
That's true. Sometimes you got to let them sleep in. Yeah. Just a touch.
A whole month.
A little.
Yeah. It's Billy, not Idol, not Eilish.
You can do it.
Not Gene.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Joel. No.
I'm thinking of every Billy but this one.
You're
dude.
Close.
Yeah, he has a very, it's not Billy
Joel. It's three. He's three. He's a three-name person.
Oh, so it's Billy Joel Armstrong, right?
Close.
Billy Joe Armstrong?
Billy Joe
okay,
Armstrong.
So it is Billy Joe. Oh, yeah, I'm smart.
You had the spirit, you know? You knew it went something like that.
Yeah, I knew it was Billy, you know?
It's tough that Billy Joel exists.
I think
he's
a William.
A William?
Yeah.
William Joe Armstrong?
Yeah.
That's a strong name.
William Joseph Armstrong? That's a strong name.
Yeah.
William Joseph.
That's a presidential name.
Yeah.
That guy could get elected.
Yeah. Instead, he's hibernating.
Instead, just sleeping all the time. We got to get better for that guy. You know?
Big Green Day guy? I'm not a big that generation of music guy. Angry
music. I mean, I like the hits, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not getting through the deep tracks.
It's fair.
But you know, yeah, some of them are good. I've went a little past the hits.
I
like a little bit of Green Day.
Just right there in the middle?
Yeah, I like that sort of sound, actually.
It's fair.
Not big into Green Day, though.
Yeah.
You know, they're not in the rotation in 2021 every day.
What a way to start the show, Green Day talk.
Hey. Hey, you know, there's still a little bit of green outside. You know, not everything's changed color yet.
This moment.
Like this time?
Like in between fall and winter. Like, I don't like fall that much. I think fall is okay. I think it's a little overrated. I love fall, don't get me wrong, but it's like bacon or a lot of things that we talk about on this show where it's just like, by definition, it's technically overrated. I think winter kind of blows. Like, my birthday's in winter, so it makes it a little bit better, but it's too cold.
Okay.
Right now where it's like, yeah, it's cold, but it's not too terribly cold. There's no risk of snow right now, knock on wood. But, like, the trees are kind of dead. But then you see some with leaves on them, so it's a nice little change of pace. It's, like, it's the perfect happy medium.
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything in fall. I mean, this morning, the windows were a sheet of ice.
No, not for me.
Oh, not for you. Yeah,
because
go ahead.
Big ups
go
to
ahead,
John.
Will.
My freeze guard. My frost guard. It works.
I bet it's amazing. I didn't jump on it immediately. You know, I wanted to wait for yours to come in.
It was like Christmas morning.
Are you excited?
I never jumped out of my bed faster.
You were like, I know there's no ice.
I didn't even get dressed. Walked outside naked. You know what I mean? Just walked straight out.
And just ripped that frost guard off.
Just ripped it off. Saw if the frost guard worked. And
huh.
It did.
It did work.
I'm waiting for someone to steal it. Because, like, I was tugging on it a little bit.
Is it not in the doors?
It is. I'm convinced you could rip it if you really wanted
well,
to.
Well, why would someone do that?
Well, why would someone want to steal it, Tucker?
Well, the thing is they would have to be, like, a little ways away from, like, they would have to travel to you. Because if the next day you walked outside and your neighbor, it's like, oh, he got a...
Yeah, that's true.
He got a frost guard.
I did. I got nervous. I saw there was, like, a cup and a cigarette box, like, wrapper sitting next to my car, which meant that someone, like, either just, like, threw trash and it ended up landing right next to my car, or someone was standing next to my car because I park in the street, and I didn't like that feeling.
Okay. Were you...
Just someone posted up drinking juice and smoking cigarettes on my car. I did not
What was
enjoy.
Your... what would have been your plan if someone was standing there?
No, I don't think anybody... Like,
if you had walked out there and that person was still there.
I'd probably hit the panic button on my car.
Hit the panic button?
Yeah, just make it loud and see what they do.
What if they're standing there?
If they're leaning on my car, I'm
leaning
hitting,
on it?
Yeah, like if they're standing...
Okay.
There is...
That's a different scenario than what
like
I was thinking
It's not like a busy,
of.
Bustling city street. I don't live on Gay
right.
Street or anything like
sure.
that.
Sure.
It's a nice little... Like, not nice, but it's a small little neighborhood in South. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's no reason for homies to just be leaning up against my car.
Right.
There's light posts.
Would you say something? Say, hey, man, get off
no,
my
I
car.
I would not say anything.
Won't you get out of here?
I would hit the panic button on the Toyota
Walk
remote.
Walk up with your fists
and then
up.
I would lock the door and look out the window and wait for them to leave.
Would you?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd hit the panic button from inside.
Yeah.
The house. Okay, not a bad move. Not a bad move. What if they get mad and just punch the window out?
I'm not going to work.
All right. That's kind of a
win-win
there. I don't
leave my
there.
House.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say.
That's
if there's
true.
A crazy person standing really? Right outside my house vandalizing my
yeah.
property, I'm not walking out the front door.
You ever talk to a crazy person, though? They're kind of fun.
My grandmother, like, yeah.
I'm talking strange, crazy people.
That was not
people.
About my grandmother.
Okay,
that
I was going to say, what,
was more
Will?
Of the siblings and cousins
okay.
and people who my grandmother had adopted. And, like, they genuine in terms of the pure medical
okay.
definition.
Okay, I mean just a random person on the street, and you're
oh.
like, this person's a
yeah.
little unhinged.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll humor them a little bit, you know? I had one guy in a store. He was just, something had happened, right? But my favorite thing to do whenever he's complaining, and you could kind of tell he was mad and he wanted to yell, but he didn't really have like a specific employee or
yeah.
like a man. So he was just yelling to the general arena. Yeah, just the noise,
mm-hmm.
or the group.
It's like when someone gives off a loud sigh. You know they want someone to ask what's wrong.
Right.
But who's going
to
bite?
So I just played into it. I treated it like he was giving a speech. So every you know, for when there's like a moment to react, you know, you give him a,
yeah.
like, a, yeah! And I got a couple people to kind of join in who are also mad. I don't even know what was going on. But... Yeah.
This is how cult leaders form.
Whatever, yeah, whatever they've got going on, you
Dude
know.
Just ran out into the public square, started yelling, and you and three others joined in.
Yeah.
That's how cults are formed.
Just people walk up to
you.
You
joined a gang with a crazy
I did,
person.
It was kind of fun, yeah. Yeah, we took one of them out back, and we just, you know.
No, I enjoy, like, guessing what's wrong with the crazy person. Just casually throwing them into conversation. Just, like, trying to diagnose them. I like trying to
right,
diagnose
right,
them.
Right, 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 right.
It's very fun.
You just be like, man, that guy over there, I bet you he's got, mm-hmm. you know, he's got issues.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
But don't we all? Like, I'm sure someone's looked
Everybody's
at me
got issues.
And seen me, like, struggling with the self-checkout thing and, like, muttering under my breath and going, wow, that person's crazy.
Yeah, someone's seen me sit in one of those chairs that spin and just, like, spin for 4 hours straight. And they're like, wow, that guy's really got something messed up.
Yeah.
You know, I fidget a lot.
Yeah. No, like someone's probably like seeing me just like laughing in my car. And I'm like, I'm just listening to the drive, you know?
It's good. It's good content,
because
people.
It's terrible and I'm laughing at how bad they are. Boom roast.
The old switcheroo. People never see it coming.
No, they don't.
It's a classic.
They never see it coming. You know what I didn't see coming?
What'd you not see?
Brian Kelly. What the hell?
Well,
like, right as
I mean,
we got off air. Like, come on.
Yeah,
man.
That really made me mad.
We can talk about a lot of things that went on with all, and we will, because
yeah.
I have some jokes that I want to tell. And we can talk about all the things that Brian Kelly has done and, like, what makes him a bad person.
Yep.
That right there,
yeah.
doing it right after we got
Wasn't
off air.
Wasn't cool.
Not cool, bro.
Not cool at all. I literally had barely gotten off this street.
You were locking the gate.
Yeah, and I got the notification. I was like, okay, thanks, dude.
I was like, we
got
to do a U-turn. Another hour
I
overtime.
Really, I really
we're
was like, well,
overtime.
That was... So everybody else just gets to talk about this now,
yeah.
not us. We just got to wait.
But we've gotten some, like yesterday we got Christian Harrison, you know?
Where do you get Christian Harrison before anybody?
Great news.
Scooped him. Scooped it. Actually, no, we didn't because we were at break when he committed because he waited 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Hey, no problem, Christian. You come. You know, you get all the interceptions. You're going to be great.
He's Rodney Harrison's son. I was doing so much research and couldn't find it, and then I read a headline today that said it.
Rodney Harrison?
Yeah. Colts defensive back? Wide receiver? No, that's Marvin
Harrison. That's
Marvin Harrison. Is he a defense? He was a defensive Rodney back Harrison, the Colts, right? I just associate him with the Colts because he was with Tony Dungy on Football Night in America for so long that he's just a Colts player.
Rodney Harrison doesn't say Colt in my brain though, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe Raven. I know he has someone hold his umbrella for him.
Chargers, Patriots.
Oh yeah, same thing.
Okay. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl in New England.
Well, Colts Ravens is the equivalent to Chargers Patriots. Like if you had it as a fraction, as a fraction,
yeah,
there would be an equal sign in between those two.
You think that they're just equal parts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like two fourths is one half.
Sure.
Chargers Patriots is Colts Ravens or Ravens Colts. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, no, I hear you.
It probably makes absolutely no sense, but in my brain, buddy. It makes perfect sense.
I gotcha. You're talking in that era.
Yeah.
In that era, those four teams.
Like all the same team.
Right. Those
like
two
the
groups.
The Colts and the Patriots are the same team.
Yep.
And the Ravens and the Chargers are the same team.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Okay.
Different colors.
Those Chargers weren't as good as those Ravens.
No, those Ravens weren't as good as those Chargers.
Those Chargers didn't win anything, though.
Yeah, but I guess that's true.
You know,
that's
like those true. Chargers were loaded.
Like the Ravens
Antonio
now
Gates.
Are much better than the Chargers, but I think the Chargers will probably win something before the Ravens do.
You think the Chargers now?
I love doing these types of conversations.
You think the Chargers now win better than the Ravens now?
Yeah.
Win something before?
Well, I can say that because it doesn't matter. You know
it doesn't matter because they're the Ravens of now, and if they win anything, they'll be the Ravens of then.
Like the Colts, the Chargers, Patriots, and Ravens, Colts now not an equal fraction. I'm talking back when Harrison was playing.
Right. Yeah. In that era, what were we talking? 04, 05, that sort of sort of place.
09.
Sure. I think you're getting too late.
I love these types of things.
Yeah.
It doesn't like. I said something stupid, and we just made it, not make it sound smart, but we just ran with it until that wasn't the dumbest thing.
No, eras have vibes.
Oh, for sure.
No, those four teams in their specific groups have the same vibes. Everyone knows what we're talking
Brian
about.
Brian Kelly.
Bad vibes.
Peace out.
Not good vibes.
I saw a couple things that made me laugh today.
It's been very, you know, normally whenever a coach leaves like this, I don't know. I mean, maybe it doesn't happen. Like, we're getting all the info.
Yeah.
You saw the text message that he sent. The screenshot of it. You've not seen that?
No. Will you pull that up
and read
it to
me? Yeah.
Because I have a couple of
things. He sent a text message to the team at 10 o'clock last night after the news broke.
Apparently, according to multiple sources, Brian Kelly's address to the team on Tuesday morning where he called a 7 a.m. meeting. His announcement or address to the team lasted less than 2 minutes.
It was 2 minutes?
Yes, the Rick Pitino coaching style.
Really?
Then he turned around and he walked out. He apparently hopped an Uber and dipped on out of there.
I mean, what do you say, you know?
See?
I guess. I mean, but in all honesty.
How much is old LSU paying him?
A lot, supposedly. It's
okay.
Going to be a lot.
I mean, obviously that was a stupid question, but you know what I mean.
It's going to be my answer is just as dumb.
How much is a lot more than Notre Dame was willing to pay him? Because I feel like Notre Dame he just became the winningest head coach in Notre Dame football history. I'm sure they were probably willing to shell out a couple of dollars.
Yeah, because
they have offering plates for that. You know what I mean?
They do.
And like that's not a shot at Christianity. Like I think that like probably some churches in South Bend have offering plates strictly for the coach's salary. Like they say like this isn't going to the church. This is going to Brian Kelly's pocket. And I think people would put more money in that one than they would in the other one.
Okay. You want to hear the contract?
Yeah.
10-year, $95 million.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a bag. It's a whole bunch, $9.5 million a year.
Like that is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That doesn't seem insane. Like
not,
that's
not
even
anymore.
$10 million a year, as stupid as that sounds.
Not anymore. But that's still, I mean, that's a bag. He was only making...
Like, that's how much money is in all of these different sports that, like, numbers just melt my brain now. Like, that doesn't really seem a ton to me, even though that's 9.5 a year.
He went from around 7 to 8, so about 7.5 to 9.5. He made $2 million extra dollars a year.
Dang. You don't think Notre Dame had two extra mil?
I mean, you don't even really know... what Notre Dame was paying him because they're a private school and they're not required to publicly report.
Yeah, like I said, it can
stuff.
Come from offering plates.
It could. You can do whatever they want with it.
I did find a really funny tweet. It's just like, I'm not going to try to make any jokes of any situations, but Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh, graduate assistants at the time, thought they were invited to a party at then Central Michigan head coach Brian Kelly's house. Kelly made them shovel snow all night instead. I'll read you the little excerpt. On a winter night in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Matt LaFleur and Robert Saleh, Saleh.
Saleh.
It's not the, I'm pretty sure it's not the
same
Jets
as the soccer.
Coach. I don't know. S-A-L-E-H.
No, it's a different,
yeah,
it's a different,
so I don't know how to pronounce it, but Rob
Salaya
thought they were invited to a party at the home of their boss, Central Michigan University football coach Brian Kelly. Turns out they were not on the guest list. They were on the workers list. Quote, we shoveled the snow and parked all the cars. Then at the end of the night, we had to get the cars again. And then they went back to the tiny apartment they shared as graduate assistants and stood around their kitchen table, the one without any chairs. We decided that when we were in that position, we were never going to treat people the way we got treated. It is the same. Robert, it's Salah.
Salah.
Then 49ers defensive coordinator, I believe, now
Salah.
Head coach. Salah. The tweet reads, Matt LaFleur and Robert Salah, however you want to pronounce it, Rob, they were invited to the dinner party. Kelly made them shovel all night, snow all night instead. Brian Kelly is not a good person.
Yeah, he's not.
That's not, but that shouldn't be like the there's a lot other damning evidence.
There is better examples from making your grad assistant shovel snow.
Like, yes, good example, not the nicest dude. Much better examples of being not a good person.
That one thing Brian Kelly did everybody knows Brian Kelly did, that Brian Kelly did it.
Yeah.
And he did that thing that he did.
Yeah, it's pretty high up on the list.
People know about that thing that Brian Kelly did.
That one didn't just like fall off. You know what I mean?
He did that thing. That thing was done. And who did it?
Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly did it.
And then he said he wanted to kill his players this year.
He did say that he wanted to kill his players.
What's the death penalty rule in Louisiana?
They're probably for
right
it.
Right now.
What do you think?
How do you spell penalty?
Penalty?
I got it.
Pin?
Yeah, it was sitting in front of me.
Alty.
In Louisiana.
Yeah, they're definitely down with the executions, I would almost guarantee.
Hold on, I can't spell, and so it takes me a while.
If anything, they'll just take you out, you know, to where the Gators are.
Capital punishment is a legal penalty.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Didn't South Carolina not too long ago bring back the firing squad?
I have no clue.
I believe they did.
New York just put in free use facilities.
Drugs?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which, like, I did some research on it after I read this article, because I've heard about these. They were an interesting idea when they were introduced in Sweden, and I believe Canada put some in as well.
They've been trying it around.
This one's way funnier.
Funnier. Okay.
A, they're calling them the country's first supervised shooting galleries.
Well, that's just false. They're calling them shooting galleries, huh?
Or at least that's what the New York Post is saying.
Gallery?
Yeah.
People are watching. That's what that means. It means there's
the
bleachers.
Overdose prevention centers are a safe and effective way to address the opioid crisis. I'm proud to show cities in this country that after decades of failure, a smarter approach is possible. I enjoy this. Like, I think it's, like, just, I mean, it can't hurt. You know what I mean? Like, we are at record numbers quite literally.
Yeah, you got to do something.
And they've been going up forever. And it's because people make money off these things, and now it's just a too late.
Yeah.
Like, it just has happened. Like, it started back in the day, and now it is here for a long time. I'm trying to find... There was one thing that did make me laugh, though. Here it is. Locations were chosen based on health need and department of depth of program experience, according to the health department. The sites will provide clean needles and social services to the people. You got to bring your own drugs.
You have to bring your own drugs?
Which I'm convinced that this is just, like, the NYPD is just going to be sitting behind the door.
BYOD?
Just every single person who, like, brings in drugs thinking, like, oh, sweet, we finally,
you just
finally got the place.
Drugs?
And you just
There's
walk
a line
in,
40
and it's
feet
just,
long.
It's just Benson from SVU waiting for you to put you in cuffs.
With a badge in your face.
Who was the bald dude? I can't remember his name, real or fake name, but the one with the large cheeks. He was bald and caked up. That's the only way I can...
I don't know exactly, you're talking you know, on you SVU? Know.
Yeah, he was in the earlier seasons.
Bald.
Yeah. Balding.
I don't know.
Fair.
I can't remember what the SVU people look like anymore.
Fair.
It's been too long, brother.
Loved SVU.
It was good, but I only watched that at my grandparents' house.
Yeah, you got to bring your own drugs. I just thought that was hilarious. So just like I'm imagining just the NYPD. Got another one. Let him in.
That'd be tough. Or if like it was just a door that led into a jail cell
someone
that locked on the other side.
Someone walks in and they're like, hey, like, do you got any? And they just kick them out like it's a frat party and they didn't bring any beer.
They're
it's like no, get out of here. You didn't bring any heroin.
Get out of here. Get out of here. You read the sign. I was thinking about 30 seconds ago, how it's pretty messed up, you know, how the war on drugs hasn't sparked a sport like Prohibition. Like, at least Prohibition, you got NASCAR. You didn't really get any sports with this one. Nothing, at least anything really good came out of it, is what I'm trying to think of. Anything, you know, culturally. No. You know, because you had the bootlegging, which led to people racing cars turned NASCAR.
Yeah.
But the drug thing, it's the same thing. It's a prohibition. But people, you know, if people had to develop jetpacks to avoid the police, and then that turned into a sport, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, why don't people try that?
Quidditch with jetpacks?
Yeah. We could have got Quidditch because of the war on drugs, but people are lazy, and they just keep using the old...
I'm sure Nancy Reagan would have found a way to make that a pun of quit it. You know what I mean? She would have found a way.
Yeah. Don't do Quidditch. Quit it. Yeah.
Quit Quidditch.
Quit it. Quit Quidditch.
Quit Quidditch today.
Quit Quidditch.
But yeah, Brian Kelly, Notre Dame.
I mean...
Thoughts, concerns. LSU, sorry.
It seems like a weird move. It's not a move that I would make as the coach of Notre Dame, where you have an easy schedule, you're an independent school, you pretty much, you know, get to pick who you play, and, you know, you kind of coast along with the ability to just be in the top 10 every other year just by, you know, beating teams that you should beat. Going from that to the SEC, to LSU, to a school where national championship is like a yearly sort of expectation, not
or
just
at least
a
thought.
Right.
Jake was talking about that today on the drive, and he kind of got not backlash, but just like Russ was just like, no. But he was like, the national championship is the expectation still at Tennessee. And it's like, no, that's not true.
Not exactly.
But like, once we hit a certain level, you want to have those thoughts. And right now at LSU and places like that, that's the thought. The expectation shouldn't be there.
No.
But you can think about it.
Right.
And it's not
a fantasy. And I'm not even talking about year one for Brian Kelly.
For sure.
I'm talking about year eight because, I mean, how long will LSU fans be okay? Well, I mean, eight is really far down the road. I don't know.
You have a home and home scheduled for that.
Yeah, I don't know if he gets eight. Anyways, but, you know, at Notre Dame, it's been a decade of them just, you know, being kind of good and then, hey, getting in the playoff, dominated.
Yeah, what was it? Alabama 42-7.
It was 2012, when they just dominated them, just rolled them over. Well, are you talking about, I mean, this past one, the one in 2012?
Like 2012 is what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, they just got trounced by Alabama.
That was the first time I got almost suspended because there was a teacher that had, I was like fourth grade, and there was a teacher that had a Notre Dame flag flying outside her classroom.
No. Yeah.
And I just put 42-7 on like 15 different post-it notes and stuck it to the flag. I thought it was hilarious.
Nice. What a troll. You got her, man.
I was early on the Twitter troll.
You got her, man.
I was Twitter trolling in real life.
But like,
it's just called being a jerk.
How long are LSU fans going to be okay with that? You know?
Depends on how many kids he kills.
Let's hope we keep it at zero.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you think... Never mind.
I don't think he's going to have fun. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you got an extra $2 million
a
year.
Has Brian Kelly ever had fun? Like, I don't see him as a
fun
guy.
It's true. I mean, yeah, I certainly hope he doesn't have fun at LSU. I hope, you know... I've never wished great things on him.
I think they're on our rotational next year or the year after.
We play them
next year. Something like that.
I think we might play them. Yeah, we play them next year.
But Bear was also talking about when I filled in, company guy, no big deal, filled in for the drive when Russ was just being lazy.
Right.
And so I came in for
when he just calls out,
yeah.
No reason. Yeah. Doesn't even call out, you know?
Yeah. No, just no show.
This guy.
No call,
yeah.
No show.
No call. Normally that gets you fired.
It's like he sells out.
But Russ here. Yeah.
Because it's not the content that's
he thinks he's
here.
Better than us.
Russell Smith, not a radio host. He's a salesman.
That's the meanest thing you've said about someone. Hopefully now they'll react when we tell them that we're throwing out punches.
I've asked them multiple times. They don't listen.
They don't care.
No, they don't care.
They don't care.
But I don't remember what else. Oh, Bear was talking about he sent us a text, me and Jake, in a group chat. And he was like, told you guys this was going to be the craziest offseason of college football. And I was like, it's not the offseason. Like, that's the we're championship week. Like, that's the craziest part to me. Like, there is still a lot to happen because now Notre Dame has to find somebody. You also have Oklahoma has to find somebody. Like, these big schools that already – there was big schools that needed to fill spaces. Now big schools are also needing to fill spaces because the big schools took their space.
Yeah, it's all just running – you know, it's the trickle-down effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tell you, yeah, it's Reaganomics in college football. You know, the big schools take, you know, but it goes up.
That's the death of college
football. It goes up, and then the coaches get littered right back down.
What goes up must come down, man.
It does, yeah. They filter up, and then the bad goes down. It's like oil and water. They separate.
That's why I think it's time to fire Heupel.
You're still on this?
Still on it, man.
Still on it, huh?
They didn't get their suits.
They didn't get their suits, and you know what? That's what matters.
Hold on, there's another good one today.
Wow. It's incredible.
I don't care if we give him pub. I love him.
See, I think it's a troll, man. I think it's all a ruse. It can't be real.
You gotta find it.
You know? I've been on the internet too long and seen too many people say dumb things on purpose for attention.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if, the hypo effect. I want to break down this. Actually, I'm going to tease this.
We'll tease.
We'll do a tease.
We do a radio show. I think we tease it.
We tease it?
Tease them.
The hypo effect. Tennessee football tweets out, I got the stats from 2020 to 2021, the reflection on the offensive stats mainly, actually only offensive stats. Do a little reflection of that, and then get some Volpics reaction.
Right.
We'll get straight to that after this break. Don't go anywhere. Overtime rolls right along. It's been teased, baby.
It's teased.
You've been teased. Now stay right there. You got teased. We're going to come back. We'll let you know. You
no
know
teasing.
What I mean? I love teasing. O-T-O-T-O-T. Overtime. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, Tucker, we're going to get political today.
Don't we always?
I got two different stories about some QAnon January 6th guys. Some good stories.
Okay.
Some good stories.
You know those people are still there, right?
In Dallas?
Yeah.
No way.
They're still there, man. They're still there. Or at least they were like... 3 days ago, they were still there. They're just hanging out, singing songs. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they hope to achieve.
Just kumbaya, my lord, until JFK Jr. shows up?
They just want, that's really all they're hoping for. I don't know. There's kids there. People took their kids there. Yeah, children. Children.
That's scary.
Just looking around going, wow, who are we waiting for? Sorry about that.
The complete opposite type of person. That's who Volpix is.
Right.
And I don't mean anything politically, just not crazy. You know
not
what I mean?
Crazy,
He is not crazy.
He's got his head on straight. He's trying to keep everybody else checked.
And no one listens to him.
No one listens
to him.
It's
another one of those things where I always say something, especially when we had four people here. Now you kind of have to listen to me. When we had four people here.
Yeah, I got no one else to.
For some reason, the hostess voice would be drowned out of all the other voices on the show.
We'd be screaming.
And nobody would listen to Will. And I would always be right. And that's what I think is going to happen here with Volpix. I have a gut feeling.
You think it's all going to work out?
I don't think Hypo's ever getting a contract for life. So at a certain point, he will be right. You know what I mean?
You think? Well,
it's like saying happy birthday the day after someone's birthday. It can either be way late or way early. And I think he's just way early on the fire Josh Hypo train, and I'm there with him.
Okay, so how old is he when we fire him? Like when he starts getting like
I don't know how he's probably 25.
No, is this going to be like Hypo? We have to fire him when he's like 86 because he's, you know, starting to lose it a little bit. But, you know, he's had a good run. He won 14 championships. He's the greatest coach of all time.
It'd be funny if he was like 86 and like pulled a John Gruden, like said a slur or something. It's like, oh, that's cancel culture. No, that's dementia. You know what I mean? Like completely different things. That's not cancel culture. That's natural causes.
He's just, get on. That's when you go, okay, let's see you out of here.
What we would call the Hypo effect.
That's the Hypo effect.
Vol Football tweets out the Hypo effect. Tweets out the rankings of the Tennessee's offense comparatively to 2020. I'm going to tell you where we... do you want the number and you guess where we were ranked? Or do I tell the rank and you guess what the number is? Or should I just tell you the numbers and let's go down this list and talk about it?
Let's just discuss it.
No guessing?
Yeah, a little bit.
I like guessing.
Well, then just tell me, tell me the number and what that ranks.
We scored 21.5 points per game. We were 108th in the FBS ranking last year, 21.5 points per game.
Good. We were bad. We couldn't put up points.
We averaged 346 yards of offense, total offense, that is, per game, 102nd in the nation. We averaged 141.5 yards rushing. That's 84th in the nation
last year. A little
higher, still
horrible.
133.03 passing. 64th in the nation, middle of the pack for a below-the-pack quarterback. That's not terrible. You were 62nd in completion percent, or 62.8 in completion percentage, 41st. Sorry, I skipped ahead a little bit. You also were 20.2 first downs. First down offense, would that be first downs per game, I'm assuming? 20.2? That makes sense. That adds up.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
They don't have it first downs per game. They just have first down offense. So I'm assuming that's what it is. You were 81st in that. You were 30.23% on third down. That's 119th in the country last year. You had 29 touchdowns. That was 68th in the country last year. And you only scored 215 points, 77th in the nation last year. Comparatively to this year's rankings, where we were scoring 38.8 points per game, that's number 9, top 10 in the nation in scoring points per game. We were top 20 in total offense at 459 yards per game at number 16 in the nation. Top 20 in rushing offense as well at 212 yards. We were number 20th in that one. Top 10 in passing efficiency as we were 165.37 at number 8 right there. Completion percentage, we were at 65%, which does fall into the top 30. We were at number 27, so fall a little bit, but that's 27 is your lowest one in terms of national rankings. That's not bad at all. And it's
that's the Heupel effect.
Completion percentage, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because that's you're just throwing it a lot.
Yeah.
First down offense, we were 23.8. That's 19th in the nation, top 20 right there. Top 15 in third down offense, we were 46.20 on third down this year. Top 10 in touchdowns, 61 touchdowns
61.
This year. And we were number 9 in both touchdowns and total points as we scored 466.
How many touchdowns did we score last year?
29. So I have the they have the difference column as well. We were plus 17.3 points per game on offense, scoring-wise. 99 rankings we jumped.
Yeah, you gained 2 touchdowns and a field goal per game.
You scored 17 more points. You only gained 100 more yards. So a much more efficient offense,
yeah,
as
much,
well.
Much.
But you still jump 86 rankings year over year in yards. 64 rankings in rushing offenses. You gain 70 more yards. 32 yards in passing, or 32 points in passing efficiency. You gain 56 rankings. You gain 14 rankings in completion percentage. You gain 2.2% in completion percentage. First down offense, you gained 3.6%. Percent, I guess, efficiency, or just pure numbers. I don't know what that stat means. It's confusing me. But you
numbers.
Gained 62 rankings.
It's better.
In that one, obviously. You were 15.97% better in third down offense. You gained 105 ranks in that one. 59 ranks in touchdowns. You were plus 32 touchdowns last year to this year, and you were plus 251 total points. We doubled our points last season this season. More than doubled our points last season, jumped 68 rankings in that spot as well. Heupel was not out of the top 30 in any of the offensive stats. But it does beg the question.
Uh-oh.
Imagine if South Alabama, Bowling Green, and Tennessee Tech had been on the 2020 schedule. They could have inflated the numbers just like Heupel did. The only problem is the highest ranking that the Tennessee offense had last year was 41st in the nation, and that was completion percentage.
Yeah, we were really, 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 really bad last year.
Yeah. And 41st in the nation was the highest nation ranking. 27th in the nation was the lowest national ranking this year.
And just one season later, our offense was an absolute treat to watch every single week. Beautiful.
But
art.
There are some stats for the hype L effect. That's a volatile.
Hype
like that
L?
One. Yeah. Hype. And then instead of EL, it's just a capital L.
It's just
L.
A capital L. Okay.
Hype L.
Wow.
You
this
pop,
guy's a professional
pop,
hater.
Pop your P.
Hype.
L.
L.
Time of possession. We were worst in college football. That's the stat that matters.
Yeah, that's what matters.
Sacks allowed, 124th. Tied for last. Not because we like lost any offensive linemen to transfer portal, yeah, or were banged up the whole year. Just because Heupel sucks. You know what I mean?
That's why.
That's why. Red zone defense, we were 115th out of 130th.
And we still put up as much points.
Yeah.
Like we still scored incredibly well.
Yeah. third down defense, we were 104th.
Yeah, our defense was on the field the whole game. Yeah, it happened.
Yeah, because our time of possession was the worst in college football,
yeah,
Tucker.
Yeah,
what are
bad.
You not realizing
I
about this hype L effect?
I get it, yeah. It made us...
We suck!
Yeah, we're bad. Yeah, let's go back to last year.
And my favorite stat on this is just...
I want that back.
It
please.
Just says, it just says recruiting and then the down, like, downtrending chart emoji. That's another
okay,
stat.
Okay, that's the stat for you there. That, you know, that scientific, very analytical, you know, very by the book stat.
Plus, Neyland Stadium was half full in games against Bowling Green, Tennessee Tech, South Alabama, and Vandy. The games you want to sell out, you know, the big ones, the ones that gets the crowd in. We're
okay.
Half full for those.
So it was attendance is what they were mad about there.
Maybe don't hire a head coach to coach an SEC team from
well,
South
the thing
Dakota.
Is, the thing
you
is.
You can't have any South Dakotians running. North. North is okay. South, gross.
We used to have more people at those games because it was a little bit of a toss-up if we were going to win or not.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was...
And climate change. It's getting colder earlier nowadays.
It is
nowadays.
Getting cold earlier, you know? You don't if you don't have layers, you can't go to those games.
This is
you got to have layers.
I think this is my favorite part of any tweet that I'm going to read today.
Okay.
Don't hire a coach from South Dakota. Just like Butch Jones, being from up north won't go over well. We don't want no damn Yankees coaching our football team.
Josh Heupel's from South Dakota?
Yeah, apparently.
I didn't even know that,
yeah,
no.
Apparently.
I just know Oklahoma, Missouri. You know, I just know where he'd coached.
UCF?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, where he was currently coaching.
Northerners.
Yeah.
Don't work out well.
You
Tennessee.
Can't trust them. Okay. That's what went wrong with Butch. It was where he was from.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't his in-game coaching or his recruiting
of course, no,
or
of course
his
not.
Team management.
Why would you
or
think
his
that?
Anger issues or his just his chart. The chart was a real issue.
Why would you think that?
I think all of that was because he was from up north.
Yeah. Exactly. You get up above the Mason-Dixon line,
right.
And all of a sudden you start wearing toboggans and extra layers.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's impossible. You,
when
yeah.
It's cold, you have to dress like a hippie, and then when you dress like a hippie, you turn into a lib.
Okay. I think maybe because they wear too many toboggans all their life, it overcooks their brain.
Yeah, it melts their brain.
Makes them dumb.
They're melting themselves.
They can't understand simple coaching, you know, strategy.
Speaking of Heupel, though, if he does leave and goes to Oklahoma... Who do we hire next?
Dude, I don't even care.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't
that
even
wasn't,
care, man.
That, I didn't really
if
care that about
that. If that happens,
I, did,
I don't know. I don't think I recover.
I did want to mention, though.
I'll catch
the
next coach.
The leaders currently for replacing Lane Kiffin. Sorry, just on my brain because he's on this list. But Lincoln Riley at Oklahoma. Cincinnati head coach plus 300, Luke Fickell. You have interim head coach for Oklahoma, Bob Stoops at plus 425, Matt Campbell at plus 450, Mark Stoops at plus 600, but he just signed an extension today with some
yep.
really weird things going on there. Josh Heupel sitting at plus 800 right under Brent Venables, the Clemson defensive coordinator at plus 750, Jay Norvell plus 900, Dave Aranda at plus 950, former defensive coordinator Alex Grinch at plus 1,200, and Cliff Kingsbury on the list at plus 1,400.
I don't think that one's happening.
Cliff Kingsbury?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Seems like a weird move.
I guess. Bring Kyler with him. Isn't that what happens nowadays in college football?
He
you
has
just,
eligibility,
the transfer
right?
portal? You just,
yeah.
Just come on down.
Yeah. You know what? That would be incredible.
That would be
if
so cool.
If he could do that,
that
I would let him.
That would be so cool.
If he could,
if
I would
just,
want him
he
to.
He just brings like an MVP quick candidate back to, that, back to
like,
college.
It just for the science of it, you know? And then make a new schedule right here, mm-hmm. you know, where like before the season you completely wipe out the one they already have, make a new one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah.
Everybody gets their best shot. See if you can beat a team with an NFL quarterback.
That would be fun.
It would be cool.
That would be fun.
It'd be neat.
Speaking of fun, we're going to have some more after this break, so don't go anywhere. More overtime, more fun coming up after the break. Did he just say overtime?
He did say overtime has come.
Yeah, it has. Hour one still rolling right along. I've never caught that before. I'm 99.9. I'm not going to look up the lyrics, but he definitely said overtime.
He did say that.
He did it.
Officially.
Overtime. That's what he sounded like.
Yeah, that's what he
says. I'm going to roll with it.
You can barely hear it over the cowbell.
Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt. Some if we didn't think that Brian Kelly was a bad guy before this, some more damning evidence has released in terms of a photograph. Brian Kelly, photo I shot on the sidelines during the November 2nd, 2013 Notre Dame versus Navy football game. Yes, it's real. The gesture was made on his own sideline immediately following a Tommy Rees turnover in the red zone. I've kept it under wraps for 8 years now. Yes, it's real. Brian Kelly holding the middle finger.
Disgusting.
You heard my reaction of pure shock and awe.
I did.
And
you,
I believe I said, that's messed up.
You, I will do my best impression of you when you saw that. You went, oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, it is.
You were taken aback.
Robert Franklin doing the real investigative
journalism. What a horrible gesture. Yeah, Robert Franklin knows what's important when it comes to, you know, you want to know who you're hiring. I think LSU should rethink this. Is this really who they want?
Those Tigers, the ones who sing neck? Yeah, this is exactly what they want. Those disgusting animals.
It is what they want.
It's what they want.
What a guy.
But yeah, that's the damning evidence.
He doesn't look like a loving head coach, though. Zoom in, look at his face. He does look evil.
Bro, he looks like a combination of like every coach in history combined into one like blob.
Who you seeing?
Like, I see a lot of Belichick, I see a lot of Belichick, both of the Ryan brothers, a little bit of Saban, all mixed into like one.
It is weird. I'm
blob
seeing
human.
It. I'm
you
seeing,
see what I mean?
I'm seeing. Yeah, I see Rex Ryan and Bill Belichick both, and it's scaring me.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian Kelly is just Bill Belichick with a foot fetish.
Well, look at the dead eyes. You see what I'm saying there?
He has Belichick's eyes.
Yeah, he does. I think that's what happens when you're looking at like play sheets for so many years. I think that's just what happens.
Oh, that's very funny. He does look like Bill Belichick and Rex Ryan combined.
He does.
I'm glad I figured that out. Looks, it's been bothering me.
Especially when
minute.
He's mad.
Yeah, or like just like the picture.
He's
grimacing. The one I'm about to send you is just him like taking his cap off.
Maybe everybody, when they grimace, looks like Bill Belichick because Bill Belichick is always grimacing.
Like, grimace now looks like Belichick.
Yeah.
It's not a grimace anymore. It's a Belichick.
Yeah, it's a Belichick.
Hey, man, why are you Belichicking? Everything okay?
He does look like a little bit of Bill Belichick.
A lot of Belichick.
Yeah. Good thing Bill Belichick's a really nice guy.
I did want to get, like I said, we have a couple of political stories. I did want to get real quick political.
We're not afraid to go there.
This one's not like yesterday where I said we don't need gun control because we need sword control.
That was a good segment.
A Tennessee chapter of Moms for Liberty as a Mom of the Week strikes again. These moms are going to be probably Moms of the Year.
Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Liberty filed a complaint with the Tennessee Department of Education alleging that the assigning of second graders a book about Martin Luther King's Jr., that is, March on Washington violated the state's new law banning critical race theory. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, it makes sense. I know that's probably what you're thinking. Let me explain a little bit. The Moms for Liberty, I'll read the first. I submit that Williamson County is in violation of the state's law with teaching of the Great Minds PBC, Wit and Wisdom, WW, English Language Arts, ELA curriculum, grade 2, module 3, Civil Rights Heroes, which include the following anchor text, Martin Luther King Jr. and March on Washington, Ruby Bridges Goes to Stool, My True Story by Ruby Bridges, straight from the source, as well as the story of Ruby Bridges, and separate is never equal. Moms for Liberty could refile the complaint that they might next time be successful. Their issue is the images in the book, one of which show firemen blasting children to the point of bruising on their bodies and ripping off their clothes. They say that is not allowed, even though it's a historically accurate photograph, as well as another one of a photo of a white and a non-white drinking fountain, asking which of these fountains looks nicer to you. You can't ask the kids to think, is what they're saying.
Huh.
I'm trying to find, there's one quote that's that I did want to bring up because it was a funny quote.
Hold on, this is throwing me for a bit of a loop here, William.
Okay, maybe I can explain it to you.
Mr. Steve. They're not allowed to teach about Martin Luther King Jr. anymore?
Well, no, because that's racist. Not because white people are racist or anything like that, because they were. But the kids shouldn't know.
Wait. We're not teaching
the
kids.
It's like Santa Claus.
We're not teaching the kids about the civil rights movement anymore.
Listen, we don't learn cursive either. Like that's just.
We don't need that. No, we don't need that. Hold on. Is this real?
Listen.
Tennessee?
The Moms of Liberty are treating this literally like Santa Claus. 'Tis the season. Some children are seeing counselors to overcome emotional trauma inflicted upon them by learning what they learned in Tennessee public education. It's not our fault that we did some really bad things that are leaving our kids traumatized. It's your fault for traumatizing our kids by teaching them about the terrible things we've done. It must stop, Moms for Liberty say. History must be taught through an objective lens and complex subjects presented at an age where they can be analyzed and understood in an appropriate historical context. Basically saying, lie to the kids until they're old enough to know. You know what I mean? Which is Santa Claus.
I mean, don't be
too... Yeah, people aren't nice. It's a mythical dude with a beard.
Don't make it too graphic in the second grade, but you can... hit the cliff, you can, you know, get an understanding.
Targeting elementary age children with daily lessons on fighting past injustices as if they were occurring present day violates Tennessee law and will sow seeds for racial strife, neo-racism, and neo-segregation, according to Moms for Liberty. It was just very funny to me that they were like, nah, not old enough. Once they get older, they can learn about how terrible my dad was, you know what I mean? But not right now. Moms for Liberty won't stand for that. Maybe this is one of those funnier in my head segments. I didn't mean to get too political.
It's a little strange.
This was one of those things I saw and laughed out loud. Maybe it wasn't a relatable laugh out loud.
I didn't know that was a thing that was going on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Big ups to the Moms for Liberties. I'm sure you don't got a lot going on.
probably.
If you need a radio show.
You certainly
seem
to be.
Maybe I should point you. Who could we make fun of for being... I don't want to. I don't want to put the Moms for Liberties on anybody.
Yeah, no.
Go listen to Ainge.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
We'll be
all right
back.
I'll turn this up.
Overtime Hour 2!
Dose!
Getting started live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Will Stevens. Tucker Holt.
The crowd goes wild.
Absolutely bonkers. My leg!
Oh,
there's
no.
Always one guy
that
like
poor
that.
Guy.
I used to do a really good impression of that, and every time I was in a crowd situation, I would yell.
You just scream,
and it got a good laugh
I
every
bet it
time.
Did.
Oh,
yeah,
dude, it killed.
Group. Yeah, I bet it did.
It killed.
Yeah, I used to be able to do the chocolates, old lady. Remember that old lady?
Yeah.
The little dried up old lady in the wheelchair.
I
used to be able to. Used to be able to do it perfect. Always got a laugh.
Chocolates. They're selling chocolate.
They're selling chocolates.
Yeah, there's much more.
Something like that.
It's a wetter voice than I
would.
What?
Do. What are they selling? You know, one of those.
Like, what's the wow wow? What's that sound? No. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know
I don't
what
understand.
I'm saying?
No.
Oh, I don't
know. Are you
know,
talking
I
about the oh wow?
Yeah, that.
That thing.
Oh wow.
From that.
You know, I can't
yeah,
do
but
it.
You can't get
but
the
you
rhythm.
Know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, yes. I understand you. Yeah. Yeah. I like doing voices or impressions and stuff. Like, mine aren't good. But
oh, it's so fun to do, though.
But in my head, oh, yeah. It sounds
it's like singing
it
in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, the acoustics in the shower.
I'm
the
a
top
Grammy
notch.
Award-winning
yeah. If they would
the
just come listen one time, I'd get one of those stupid little record players. Yeah. I would.
You would what?
Ain't that what the award is? It looks like
okay,
speaker
okay.
of a record
Sorry,
player.
I didn't connect the dots at first. That one's on me.
It's okay.
Hand up.
Hey, it's fine.
Didn't keep up.
It's
that,
cool.
That one.
We move quick around here.
Egg on my face.
Right on it. That's okay. I don't need a Grammy.
Another person quit for my job.
Already got one. She's pretty old.
Another person quit for my job, so now we're down to, like, no people and having to, like, bus in help from the back to help up front.
Yeah.
Which, like, maybe I'm the problem, but...
Yeah, maybe.
This Will guy sucks. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
But I
could
think
be.
I
this guy won't shut up.
I do think at the rate that people are falling, December Employee of the Month
falling.
Is
falling. You act like it's casualties on the battlefield.
I mean, people are going down.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
They instituted a vax mandate and, like, half the staff was out
of
there.
Oh, yeah, that'll...
It was very funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, the only people who aren't doctors in the hospital were the ones who, like, were like, no. You know what I mean? That was funny to me.
Yeah, a little bit. All the doctors are like, sure, man. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Already done, yeah. Actually.
But, no, I do think, like, December is my month for Employee of the Month because I don't think there's going to be anybody else. It's going to be me and two managers, and I got to win.
What do you get?
A picture.
Do you keep the picture?
Oh, no, it's usually something random. Like, they just give you a picture.
They just give you a picture.
It's some meme or something. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Yeah. You get a picture of yourself on, like, it's like, you remember the Drew Brees when he broke the NFL passing record or whatever record he broke, and they just gave him, like, a little piece of paper that was typed up in Word?
Yeah.
It's that, but your picture is copied and pasted onto it, too.
Yeah, it makes you have a real sense
like
of achievement.
It's like Avian font. Employee of the month, right. And then Times New Roman, William Stevens. Oh, I gave my government name.
But oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm sure people didn't connect the dots.
Yeah, but I bet like, no one
it
guessed.
It says Will Stevens at the bottom. I think my Twitter name is William. That wasn't a good joke.
It's okay. Government name plays anywhere. It's a funny word.
It is a funny word.
It is.
A funny phrase.
Makes you sound like you're into something interesting, but really you're just some guy.
Or someone just tuned in when I was saying I just said my government name. They're going to go check the podcast
they're
now.
Like, they're like, whoa.
It's an extra click.
What'd he say?
What's his actual name?
What's his real name? Is Will Stevens?
I've thought about because I didn't use a moniker or like bear, you know what I mean? Like I didn't
right.
get I thought about it and I was like, nah, Will is cool. Not cool, but like just fine. You know what I mean? Like I'm fine.
You think
with
it
Will.
Works?
I'm thinking about lying and saying that Will Stevens is a fake name so then people will think that it's not my real name and I can
you can skate through life.
Yeah, I can like sidestep it a little bit.
Okay.
I just have to come up with a fake name for my real name
right.
now.
Is Tucker a good enough name? You think that plays? There's a few of them.
Probably
so
should have asked yourself that when you chose it, buddy.
I did get to choose. I did get the choice.
That's still on
and
you.
And I rolled with it.
Like, that's like why
should
I
should have
make
named
fun of your
myself
name,
like Thunder.
You were just wrong. No.
What would you have? Same opportunity. What are you doing?
If I got to name myself.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know, I mean, I wasn't like they didn't give me the paper. That's the thing. It was like through my mom, so I had to throw stuff at her till she accepted one.
Something with nickname ability.
Yeah, I threw out all the traditional ones, you know.
What's the traditional ones?
I was like 12, so like Max seemed like a cool name.
Two X's?
Yeah, I thought that'd be cool.
It's a good name.
She didn't like that. I do remember telling Mom I wanted the name.
You were just reading a Tucker Max book, and you had two options. You had Tucker or Max.
Who was that?
You don't know who Tucker Max is?
No clue.
He's the dude who wrote, it was like viral before people were viral, but he would just wrote books about like having sex with girls.
What a cool guy.
He was pretty sick.
All right, man. I know what you got into on the internet now, apparently. Old Tucker Max.
No, he wrote books.
He wrote books?
Yes, he was pre-internet.
Oh.
He was like the first vlogger, but he did it on paper.
So he was a nerd.
Yeah. And no, he was...
He was cool? King of the nerds. He wrote
my
books,
my dad could
okay.
beat up your dad energy.
You saying his dad's beating up people's
dads? He was bagging
dads?
Fours and writing books about it. He wasn't okay. getting anything okay. exotic okay. is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you saying he couldn't make the movies?
He was drinking domestic beers. He wasn't sipping on a White Claw hard seltzer.
That's
you catch
right.
my drift?
I got you. Okay.
You catch my drift?
Sure, man, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't premium, top of the line.
No.
Top shelf.
No, of course not.
Sure. Anyways, writing books is for nerds.
For sure.
That's what I was saying. That's why I've not wrote a book yet.
You know what else is for nerds?
What are nerds doing?
Changing your name.
Not always. Sometimes, though. Are you setting something up?
Or speaking of names, speaking of choosing names.
I changed
my
name.
That was a much better segue. Speaking of choosing names.
I changed my name this one time.
Ennis Cantor Freedom. No, that's not a sentence. I said a name. Ennis Cantor held his right hand and said, I'm a citizen, I guess. That's weird to me that you got to go to court to be like, yeah, I can live here.
It's like, hey,
after,
I'm cool.
After they were like, yeah, no, you can come over and entertain us, but if you don't
right.
entertain, you're out of here type
right.
deal. But yeah, no, he changes his name after getting his U.S. citizenship to Ennis Cantor Freedom, which, like, regardless of anything, because people, like, a certain side is co-opting this story as something that's really, it's really not. You know what I mean? Like, he went on Tucker Carlson, and so now everyone's, like, just going crazy thinking, like, it's some sort of giant story that the NBA has an anti-woke player. It's like, you had Myers Leonard. You know what I mean? You already had one anti-woke
right?
player.
Right, yeah, you did. You did. That happened.
But, yeah, just weird. A stupid name, I think. Ennis Cantor Freedom.
Yeah, Freedom.
Ennis Freedom. Good name.
Ennis, yeah, don't you can't just add a new one.
That's no John Rhys Plumley. That's Ennis Cantor Freedom. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, no, people aren't going to call you that.
No.
It's, I mean, Metta World Peace, that was a little catchier.
And still big cringe.
big cringe. People didn't like it. No. It doesn't go over well. You know, once people get used to a certain thing, even if it's, you know, it's your name.
It's like the Guardians. We were talking about this with, like, sports names and stuff. It's like the Guardians sounds really stupid, but if I told you that I wanted to name a team the Lakers, you would tell me that that's stupid.
Right, yeah.
The Knickerbockers. Like, that's just, like, a very silly name.
It is, yes. Back then, I mean, that was a thing.
Exactly, but it was socks. Today it's very silly.
Right. Something like that. Underwear. They were the underwears.
Something like that, yeah.
I don't know what they were, man. But
Pantaloons?
Yeah, sure.
Banana Scantor changed his name.
Good for him.
He wants to sit down with LeBron.
And what?
Talk China, apparently, is what he said.
Talk China. Oh, wow. That would be pretty cool. I would be fine with that happening.
But it's like Enes Kanter. He's a fraud, you know? Because, like, the only time he wants to go one-on-one with LeBron is when he wants to talk China.
Wow. In a microphone.
Ayo.
Wow. Good one, Will.
Leave the balls at home.
That would be must-see TV.
Would it?
I think no way LeBron does it.
No, it would be LeBron saying...
LeBron would crack under pressure.
It would be Enes Kanter, and I don't mean... I'm trying to think how to... Like, it would be Enes Kanter...
Yelling.
Not yelling, just like saying loudly. Like just like saying random talking points he's heard, and then LeBron going, yeah, you're right, I didn't do my research, and then dapping up and being cool, because I don't think LeBron is really dug into anything he cares about.
Probably.
Like, you've never seen him read a full book. I don't think he really gets invested in things. Yeah, unless yeah. it's sporting franchises.
Unless it's basketball.
Yeah. He's like a father of five. He cooks tacos on Tuesday, and he's an NBA player. He's got things to worry about.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It would be awkward for LeBron, for sure. I don't think he would have a good time. I don't think Enes Kanter would be super nice about it.
No.
He seems pretty passionate about what he's going for.
I have a new conspiracy theory.
Hit me with it. What you got?
It's not about this situation.
Okay.
Switching topics.
Cool. Swoosh, swoosh.
PETA. See what they released?
No, I try to stay away from those lunatics.
They released a gruesome online shop with goods made of quote-unquote human leather. And it's kind of like, it has like a couple of like fake ears, and it looks like skin. Like, they made fake skin jackets and bags and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is just, it's weird, it's gross. I might rock one, but it's weird and it's gross.
Well, our skin's not good for bags.
The purse is sick. I will say, I'll send you the picture. The bag is cool. I want the bag a lot, actually.
Okay.
I might send this to my mom. That actually is really funny. I think I might have sent that to my mom and ask her as a fake Christmas gift. See what I can get the reaction to be. But it's a dope bag.
It's. I mean, how much are they? I'm still trying to find them. You know? Do they look like people would buy them?
No. I don't think so.
You think it's real?
I think it's like PETA fans.
You think they're killing people?
Buy them. Yeah, I do think that. No, what I think, this is my conspiracy theory, I think that PETA doesn't like animals. I think PETA works for the meat industry. I think PETA does these stupid stunts, like when they sexualized fruits and vegetables and all those different things that they've done and the different terrible tweets they do. They make their brand as terrible and as cringy as possible to make people want to eat meats. Like, I'm convinced that like all of like the truth.org and all of, like, the people you see who would, like, go to schools and, like, promote anti-smoking campaigns actually work for Big Tobacco, where they're as cringy as possible that they make kids want to smoke cigarettes.
I think it's
a very similar thing here, where I think they're being as terrible as possible to make people want to get a steak tonight. Like, I'm having beef tonight, strictly because they made a human leather jacket.
Right, you got to eat a burger.
Exactly.
You got to take one back.
Send a message.
Yeah, okay, I like it. I see what you're saying, you know, pretend like you're a secret agent style.
Benedict Arnold.
Secret Squirrel. Spy versus Spy.
Trying to think of a...
Inspector Gadget.
Say a...
Roadhouse. I ran out of...
Yeah, I can't think of any
ran
good,
out of spy
What's
stuff.
Some good skin puns?
Skin puns?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm trying to... Just some good jokes.
I can't think of any graft puns. I can think of some good ones.
Yeah. This jacket for
good.
Cyber Monday is four off.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool, man. Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. Four off.
Skin.
Okay. I got it. I get you. It makes sense. It's a good joke.
Ted Bundy duffel bag.
That was just a sentence you said. That wasn't really.
And his Cantor Freedom.
I was about to say, what? Is that his new name? He throw that on the end?
Well, she like put a comma in his name. And it's Cantor, comma, Freedom.
You have to say the comma out loud?
It's like MF Doom is always in caps. And his Cantor always has the comma, Freedom.
I think it would do him, you know, a bit of character. I think it would be good. It makes you seem more refined.
Who skinned people?
I think that's just probably, you know, just some fake skin. They make fake skin.
Oh, I bet they're going to make Buffalo Billions off of this. There we go. Found it. Found it.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's the best one you got. It's the best one you got so far.
We're tapped.
Okay.
That's where I'll cut that one off.
Yeah, that's as good as I think we'll do. I have found them. You said the purse looked all right. I mean, the purse is the only one that you could even, like, pass. The suitcase is atrocious.
Is there a suitcase? I didn't click on the link.
Suitcase.
I just saw the three.
No, you got to do a little more digging sometimes.
Is there just, like, a big face on it?
No, the suitcase is made of human skin, but it's got nipples on it.
Oh, the shoes
male.
Are cool.
It's got male nipples.
The shoes are,
how
do
you know?
It
looks like just a male chest. It's what it looks like. And the Peter bag.
That looks like Photoshop.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's definitely, they didn't make that. Yeah, I don't think these are real.
Okay, yeah, it's all Photoshop.
This is just a thing.
The more I'm looking at these.
Yeah, they are. Poor, not like well done.
Lady Gaga did it first.
Did Lady Gaga do it first? Or
the meat
thing?
Dress.
Yeah, I remember that.
She probably smelled so bad, dude.
Had to. Couldn't have been good. Imagine you get your you find out your seating arrangement for that award show, whichever one it was. And beforehand, you're like, oh, my God. Who'd you say it was? Rihanna?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. And you're like, I'm sitting beside Lady Gaga. Like, this is going to be awesome. We're going to have conversations. It's going to be so cool. And then you get there, and she's wearing meat. And it smells like meat.
She'd be wearing meat.
And she'd be wearing meat for, like, the last 2-3 hours, taking pictures, walking around, meat. You know, it starts stinking a little bit. It's meat. You know, that juice. You know the juice when you buy meat at the supermarket right there? That's running, you know, it's on the floor. You shake her hand, it's on her hand.
Oh, yeah.
It's on your hand now. You wipe your nose, guess what? It's on your lip.
I can't think of any puns for her either.
I'm just saying it couldn't have been a good experience for that guy.
House of Gucci, more like House of...
I like how your brain goes... I bet I can find a pun there.
Steak.
Regardless.
I'm just crafting tweets that I won't tweet out and I'll just say on air.
Okay, born this Wagyu.
It's not bad.
Boom, son.
It's not bad.
I didn't have to think about it. Bad roast.
A steak is corn fed.
A steak is corn
fed. A star is born.
Okay. Okay, man. You know what?
Starring Ribeye Cooper.
Ribeye Cooper. That's not even, like, they don't sound the same. You just replaced Bradley with a different word.
Yeah.
That's comedy right there, baby.
That's gold.
That's why they're here.
That's gold. Got a couple more stories I want to talk about after this break. We got Jesus Christ the Superstar.
You told me. You seem excited about this
story. I love this story.
You told me this story. You didn't tell me the story, but you
I love this story.
Alluded to it. Told me to avoid it at all costs.
If you see it trending,
and I did.
Turn away.
Okay.
I also have a QAnon follower writes an open letter to Donald Trump. Do a little reading.
Are they pro-Trump? I don't know who's on whose side around here these
days. QAnon is, yeah.
That's okay. Yes. All right, cool. I just need
Trump
to get that.
Trump is coming in office. QAnon are the people who think Trump is coming to office. With
right,
Jackie
right,
Jr.
right, right, right. Okay, anyways.
And not from the Sopranos.
Oh, he wrote
Jackie
him a letter?
Jr.
Or they wrote him a letter.
He wrote him an open letter to Donald Trump, and I'll read that as well as some buds in England. I believe it's England. It might be some other not as good land
lads.
As here. Yeah, some lads are stuck in a pub. I want to talk about that as well as much, much more. So don't go anywhere. Hour 2, just getting started, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Overtime, back on your waves after this. OT.
OT.
OT. OT. Overtime on your airwaves. Was that Drake in here? No, that was Will Stevens. Tucker Holt in here with you guys as well.
He just left.
Yeah, see you, Drake.
He was hanging out in the studio between the breaks. He doesn't want people to know where he is.
Yeah, he's going back to that communist country of his.
Up north that's running out of maple syrup. Did you see that?
He came here and had to borrow food.
Poor guy.
Yeah. What are some Drake jokes? Oh, ASAP Rocky got Rihanna pregnant.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be the most talented baby of all time.
When did that happen?
Like, I mean, probably a couple weeks ago. But
I mean,
like,
no, I mean, like that's now? Like,
I don't know.
Current?
Probably when they left the bar
together
that one time.
That baby's going to make such good music.
Dude, I can't wait.
It's going to be incredible.
I can't wait. Do you think it's going to have a stupid name or a good name?
They'll give it something good.
You think so? Because it could very well easily
be
stupid.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to hit headlines.
What if it's Tucker Rocky?
Oh, my God. That's as good as it could. That's as good as it could be. That's the best name. You know?
What if it was ASAP? But
we would be best friends, me and ASAP Rocky, as soon as he did that. He would know.
It was ASAP Rocky's baby, but it stood for always sleeping and pooping. You know, Ayo.
Oh, wow. Will, sometimes you amaze me with your
my
just,
comedic genius.
Yeah, you're just always connecting these dots that people don't see.
I'm a comedian superstar, which is one level below Jesus Christ superstar.
One level below?
One level below. Who? Jesus Christ Superstar actor. Jesus Christ Superstar is a play or a show or a movie or something that this dude was an actor in.
I love that you've had this for 2 days
and wait. You
don't know what medium it is.
Just wait.
Okay.
Just wait.
Give it to me.
Jesus Christ Superstar actor, an accused Capitol rioter, claimed divine authority in court hearing.
He claimed divine authority, as in he has divine authority.
Court hearing for a January 6th defendant quickly turned contentious Monday after an actor and an oath keeper tried to reject the United States authority over him.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Not so fast, my friend. James Beeks, who played Judas. That's not ironic at all.
He played Judas, huh?
In the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. Before his arrest last week for his alleged participation in the January 6th riot, prompted the judge to consider sending him to jail after telling the court, quote, he had divine authority and arguing the government had no jurisdiction over him.
It's a bold strategy.
Now, this is my favorite part of the story. And it's just a very good quote from the judge. I told you about this last night before we were leaving.
Yeah.
When we were talking about words I'm convinced are made up. This is one I did not know was a word. Quote, that's a lot of gobbledygook. Chief Judge Beryl Howe of D.C. District Court said, Mr. Beeks, you should be quiet unless spoken to. Gobbledygook. I typed it into my keyboard, Word, Google Translate, everything. No red underline. That's a word.
It is a word,
apparently.
Yeah. You've never heard of gobbledygook?
I've never heard of gobbledygook.
Also, let me go ahead and let me enlighten you. It's gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook?
Gobbledygook.
Even better. Gobbledygook. It's a good word.
It's it's one of those I've heard my grandparents use.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's an old people word.
Beeks outburst.
I bet the judge was old.
Parroted the sovereign citizen movement, a belief that government institutions are fraudulent and thus followers do not have to abide by them, though Beeks told how the term sovereign citizen was an insult and an oxymoron. Beeks spoke for himself for most of the hearing after originally saying he would not act as his own lawyer. I cannot represent myself because I am myself. I love this guy.
Okay, all right. Yeah, this guy, he's the divine authority here.
Prior to the hearing, the Justice Department was not requesting that Beeks be kept in jail awaiting trial. That changed, however, after Mr. Beeks asserted his divine authority.
Wow.
So Jesus Christ arrested.
I thought about that.
This is cancel culture.
This is cancel
just
culture?
Just because he says, oh, I have divine authority. Now you want to lock him up?
That is true. What if he is? Now you made him mad.
A defendant who rejects the jurisdiction of the court, rejects the rule of law, House said, is typically not released pre-trial, though the judge eventually released Beeks on a GPS monitoring when he finally agreed after speaking privately with his lawyer to cooperate. I cannot erase from my mind what occurred before this. House said, no contact with anyone known to be an oath keeper has he seen like this. Beeks is the second Capitol riot defendant whose refusal to acknowledge the judicial system pushed judges to consider sending them to jail despite prosecutors' willingness to let them remain free as they await trial. Pauline Bauer, A restaurant owner from Pennsylvania was sent to jail in September after she also rejected the court's authority over her, refused to abide by basic release conditions, and berated the judge overseeing her case. According to the court documents, Beek joined a group of Oath Keepers on January 6th and attempted to break through a line of police officers guarding a hallway to the Senate chamber. Investigators found Beek's after attending two performances of Jesus Christ Superstar, where Beek's was starring as Judas.
What even? An Oath Keeper?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's just another fancy word for QAnon.
Okay.
Like, I don't want to say the other ones that are all, like...
Gotcha. Like, okay.
Alt-right or anything like that. Gotcha. Because people get upset when you say that, because they're alt-right. They're just not that crazy. You
right.
know what I mean? Similar things here.
Okay.
Like, Oath Keepers. Like, at certain places, like, they call, like, their cheeseburger, like, a smash cheeseburger or something fancy like
yeah.
that. And it's like, that's just your cheeseburger. You just put an adjective in front of it
to make people
want to buy it. Similar thing here.
Gotcha. Okay. And they just rolled up while he was playing as Judas?
Yeah.
And got him?
Yeah, apparently.
That's tough.
Very funny.
It was good thing for Jesus, though. Really worked out for that guy in the end. I wonder if they played it, they did it from a different version that time.
Well, Jesus was the first dude who, like, stormed a wall, you know, had to roll that stone.
He did. He got it out of the way.
Yeah. Who was the, who was the dude who they released instead of Jesus? Was like a mass murderer. That was always like the funniest
bring
part
me
of the story.
Barabbas.
That was always the funniest part of the story. It's like, they phrased it as like Jesus was so misunderstood, but it, to me it just sounded like Jesus was so bad they chose a serial killer over him, which is just funny to think about.
Yeah. It did. Like, my brain as a child was like, what? It's like, they don't... Why'd they do that? He's such a cool guy.
It's like when a guy commits to like Stephen F. Austin instead of Kentucky for basketball, and you're like,
what?
Not like Cal? You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's going on here? Huh?
You want to do a little dramatic reading of a QAnon follower's open letter to Donald Trump?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we can.
Quote, tired of it. Open letter is over the failed predictions. I don't have the full letter in front of me, but I got some quotes that I just want to read through.
Okay.
Real quick, if that's okay with you.
Sure, man. Yeah, I call the shots. I say go for it.
The user said, we have seen nothing happen. I told a few of my awake friends that this would be...
Awake.
Yeah, here, I'll start.
They don't want to say woke?
A disgruntled QAnon follower has written an open letter to Donald Trump after numerous predictions made by the conspiracy movement failed to come true. Telegram user Donnie Warren. That's a really good QAnon name.
Yeah.
Donnie Warren.
Donnie.
Shared an open letter to Trump with a QAnon Telegram group with thousands of followers on Sunday. In the letter, he spoke his frustration over the lack of predictions made by conspiracy movements that have actually come true. Warren said he became more involved in QAnon conspiracies in January and anticipated the event called Red October, which was when all those pedophiles were supposed to be arrested. But Warren said he started to become disillusioned after the numerous promises of arrest never came to be. The user said, we have seen nothing happen. I told a few of my awake friends that this would either be the best Thanksgiving or the worst. Guess which one it was. one of the funniest
things. It was either
going
to be great or bad. And guess what?
It sucked.
It wasn't good. I didn't have fun.
For months, I've anticipated each day with excitement, knowing that I was watching my president and his crews of patriots take back our country and our freedom. I am now losing that excitement. This is starting to get very old. I will not be checking Lynn Wood's page or General Michael Flynn's or any others for a good while. I'm tired of it.
That's good for him.
On a personal level, my wife is struggling physically.
Oh, no.
She has an autoimmune disease that is greatly and increasingly causing her more pain and suffering as the days and weeks drag on. She used a med bed, and so could two of our children who have taken the vaccine. This is where this dude lost me. I got confused here, but I'm just going to read it all. They think I am nuts for believing in all this, and how many more millions across the country need a med bed? My family is struggling, and so is our country. Warren's letter was also addressed to, how do you pronounce the president of China's name? X-I?
Xi.
And then is it Jinping?
Xi Jinping.
I feel like I'm butchering that, and it's kind of offensive.
Well, I know
the president of China, Winnie the Pooh, President Vladimir Putin of Russia.
Nice. Got him.
General Michael Flynn and John F. Kennedy were all also addressed on the letter. The funniest part
sent to them too?
He just put it at the bottom. Like, it was
gotcha.
To President Trump, and, China, Russia.
And if it happens to
Michael Flynn,
yeah.
To whom it may concern, basically. Okay. He also addressed John F. Kennedy Jr., if he's still alive or whoever is pulling the strings, end quotes.
Okay. So apparently he isn't out because he put those people. He seems at least a little bit in.
Yeah, I think he's just crazy.
Man, someone help these people. Someone dress up as JFK Jr. Go down there, make these people go home.
At a certain point, and not to get too political here, but Donald Trump, like, I know he's using this for a re-election because he's probably going to do well if he does run, even though it'll be disastrous because of all the things that will surround it. But at the same time, at a certain point, he's got to come out and say something other than stand down and stand by. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
At a certain point, things get a little too far. And
yeah.
Maybe the Capitol was that, but I like, you were, like, crazy people are already falling victim to this, but now he's turning people crazy, if that makes sense, as
well. A
little
bit,
yeah. Or crazier.
Yeah. People are looking for something to follow.
At a certain point, he's either got to promote it or say no more. You know what I mean? But like, you can't have both.
Pick a side, brother.
Stop sitting
say
on that
something.
Fence.
You got these people twiddling their thumbs so long, they're losing it.
Big old butt.
They got their screws are getting a little loose.
We'll say, like, regardless of any political beliefs, Donald Trump, caked up. Facts.
Thick fella.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Dumper.
Can't tell me I'm wrong.
You can't.
I'm not.
Everybody saw the picture of him golfing. Everybody saw it.
And tennis.
Oh, God.
You could see that from the back.
Oh my gosh. Can we take a break?
Should we? Have we not taken a break already? I thought we took a break earlier this hour.
I really don't know.
Oh, no. Check the log.
No.
Did you play a bumper
no.
or did you play
no.
the
no.
re-intro?
We're good to take a break.
We're good to take a break?
We're good to take a break. After talking about Trump's big fat dumper.
I can't wanted to talk about another politician, but I guess we can save it.
No,
we playing birthdays next. That's where we are in the show, Tucker. You're producing. You're supposed to keep up with these things.
I don't think so.
Look at the log.
I'm looking.
Did you play a bumper or did you play the rejoin when we came back? Did you play a bumper?
Go ahead with your story.
Then we're good.
Go ahead with your story.
Don't interrupt me like that. I wouldn't have gone to 40 if I thought we hadn't taken a break yet. I wouldn't
Sometimes
have included.
You do.
I wouldn't have. No, I have never. And I wouldn't have included in the big fat dumper conversation if I didn't think we took a break. That wasn't poignant.
Okay.
That
all
wasn't
right.
necessary to get off my chest.
All right. Okay. All right. I jumped the gun. Okay.
You gonna say sorry?
No.
I hate you.
I'm trying to ensure good quality of the show.
It's not happening.
I said I'm trying.
New Zealand politician rode her bike to the hospital while she was in labor.
How far? I mean,
we're about
it's
to
just,
find out.
If it's just around the corner.
Julianne planned on getting to the hospital by bike ahead of her daughter's birth, but she didn't know she would be the one pedaling. A member of the New Zealand Parliament was already having contractions when preparing to bike to the hospital early Sunday morning. Julianne Genter, an avid cyclist and member of the New Zealand's Green Party, gross, planned to make the 10-minute trek riding in the front
okay,
of the
bike ride.
She was going to go ET style. She's going to run in the front of the cargo bike driven by her partner, Peter Nunes.
Wow. What a guy. How do you ride a bike with a person in the basket?
I two like of them. He's
two
biking
people.
For three.
Yeah. How do you do that? I mean, the balance is thrown completely off. It's like all over the front.
Yeah.
How do you do
I
that?
I mean, we know how fat women
whoa,
get.
Whoa, come on.
I hesitated. That was a little hesitant.
Yeah, you did. You did hit him with a little, ooh, and then go the, I mean, it was nice, and you finished right at the rim.
A little jelly, everything
yeah,
to go with it.
It was a nice play. But yeah, it would probably be pretty hard to ride that bike.
When they realized there would be too much weight.
Okay.
But it wasn't her. It was her hospital bag. Apparently, she was carrying a lot of things she needed.
Gotcha.
She
gotcha.
Just got out and rode. It's not immediately clear what bicycle she took to the hospital, though she has talked about owning an electric cargo bike, so she might have had a little power to it.
Okay.
Less than an hour after arriving to the hospital, she gave birth to a baby girl.
Less than an hour?
So I'm glad we didn't walk. And neither did the baby, because it's a newborn. They can't do anything.
They can't walk.
All they do is sleep and poop ASAP.
ASAP, man. Wow. When'd you think that up? How long have you been sitting on that?
A minute.
A minute?
When I thought about the CBL thing, I just started thinking about rapping puns.
Yeah, okay. It was one of those. So you've got them in the chamber ready to go whenever something appears.
It's going to be a long one for Tyler, the creator.
I can't wait until he pops up in the news. Hopefully he gets something popping soon.
The lawmaker announced her daughter's birth on social media. She said her contractions weren't that bad when she left for the hospital, but they got more intense along the way.
Right. So it was.
You think going up an incline is bad? Imagine having contractions and dilating.
Gotta be tough. I mean? Yeah. I mean, riding a bike is what, they tell women to do stuff like that to, like, you know, start the birth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, smart move to ride the bike. You just should have.
It's like how to get rid of hiccups.
It is just like that.
How to give birth.
It is just like that. It is that. That's what they tell you to do to get rid of hiccups. Just go ride the bike pregnant.
I had a good funny joke, but I can't remember it.
Did you?
It was a good.
I think it's funny. I wish I lived close enough to a hospital to ride a bike to it.
That would be sick.
Be a good thing to have. You know, just in case. I hurt myself a lot.
She shared an image smiling next to her bike park in a parking garage after she said the contraction had just passed. She was still sporting a mint green bicycle helmet. I genuinely wasn't planning to cycle in labor, but it did end up happening. Her daughter, whom Jenter described as healthy and happy. I don't like that.
How you know?
They're always crying. They literally come out crying. They're not. Healthy, maybe.
It's the first thing.
Like, knock on wood, like, that's a very good thing. Always say happy or healthy. You can't say they're happy. You don't know.
Right, you don't.
You don't know.
Yeah. You don't know the vibes. That kid doesn't even know what happy means yet.
No. They have no life experience.
No. They're not even cool. What have they done? That's what I always say. Everybody's always wanting to get around the baby. What do they do, you know?
I hate babies.
What have they done? What did they?
They're so stupid, dude. I know this isn't like an original take, but like I love arguing with kids, but they're so dumb.
They're a little dumb. Yeah.
That's all there is to it. They're just dumb.
And some of these kids just, you know, they just be sticky.
You want to do a Christmas draft soon? I'm getting in the Christmas mode.
Just Christmas people. I think we could
spread it out into a lot of different things because we did like a broad Christmas draft. I think we could do a Christmas song draft, like a classic.
Just break it down,
or like a Christmas music draft where you have a song, an artist, an album, and something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
That wouldn't be bad. Christmas movies is easy. Christmas TV shows.
Yeah. I mean, what would that be?
Just Christmas specials of
TV
shows.
Yeah, you could do specials, yeah.
It would be like two rounds each, I think, before we ran out.
Yeah.
The Office, the first one, and then The Office, the one where Meredith gets taken to rehab. Those would be my first two picks.
I'm trying to think of another Office Christmas.
I think there's
but one. I can't think of any specific.
Bob Vance Refrigeration. The Secret Santa one, there's three of them, I think.
The Secret Santa one is very good.
It's a good one.
The SpongeBob Christmas one.
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
You got anything?
Do I have anything?
Yeah.
I have the birthdays ready.
Oh, are you doing birthdays?
You told me to, didn't you?
I did not. I was...
Oh, no.
I...
Oh, no.
I...
Oh,
no.
No.
I didn't do birthdays.
You didn't do birthdays? Yeah,
no,
okay.
I told you to do birthdays.
You told me? Yeah. Okay. I hate that I immediately was like, yeah, I'm wrong. You know?
I do know it's Grant Williams' birthday. Big ups to big Grant.
Happy birthday
Williams.
To that guy.
I saw it on Twitter, so
he deserves.
I'd get in front of that one. Yeah, he does deserve a birthday.
He deserves. I think everybody should get one.
You waited a whole year. I think it's time. You know?
You earned it,
birthday.
Man. Here you go. Happy birthday. You put that on your shelf.
Let me see if I have anything else before we get out of here.
Well, we're not getting out of anywhere.
Well, just this break, and then because we're playing birthday, so there's not going to be a lot else that I get to talk about.
Sure. That's fair.
I think Matthew McConaughey is running for president. That or he's not. I haven't watched the video.
I'd vote for him.
But it's just an American flag and then a 3-minute video. I haven't watched the video, but he's either running for president or he's not running for president.
Maybe running for governor?
Or yeah, that too. It don't matter.
Maybe a
PSA. Both of them.
PSA to Texas fans?
I mean, if he's the governor of Texas, he's the president of the United States. Let's not pretend.
He would, yeah.
Oh, Kareem Hunt Sr.
What'd he do?
He doesn't like Baker either.
Oh, no.
Just more dads just hating on Baker.
You know, it really seems
he says
like
he's
what
really
if,
kicking the game away.
What if Baker really is the problem?
Well, I mean, Baker's injured as hell.
Right.
But Baker also, like, I'm starting to not like him.
You know, there, I mean, what
I said that earlier. I told him I'm tired of the progressive commercials. Like, I'm tired of Mahomes because of the commercials. When you sell out, I'm out. Tannehill's not in a single commercial. I love him.
That's right.
Derrick Henry, not in a commercial. I love him.
Baker Mayfield, all the commercials.
Every game.
Every one of them.
Progressive. And they're not that good at commercials.
They're never really
like,
good.
Remember Your Keys, idiot.
Idiot.
Oh, really? You're going to have a book club? Why is there all women? That's sexist as hell.
Yeah. There's some dudes in there. Dudes read.
He's going to talk trash on the woman who's not there.
Not cool.
Talk about her son.
Not cool.
It's messed up.
Yeah, not right.
Definitely not a script or anything that they're reading from.
No.
What else did I want to
say?
I think that's it. Oh, Dave Chappelle had some funny comments when he went back to his old high school.
Apparently, did he actually do it?
Yeah, apparently they don't really like him, and so he pulled back
up. Yeah, I heard about that.
I'm trying to find. There was one that was very funny.
They don't want Dave Chappelle's money, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to. There was one very funny quote.
Pretty tough, you know. Hey, for these little high school kids to be like, no,
not really.
It's funny.
It's totally. I think it's more tough for Mr. Chappelle.
Well, yeah.
Where's the quote? Oh, there it is. In a response to another antagonist question, Chappelle roughly told the student body of artists, "I'm better than every instrumentalist artist. No matter what art you do in this school right now, I'm better than all of you. I'm sure that will change. I'm sure you'll be household names soon. But right now, I'm better than every single one of you."
That's pretty good, because it's true.
Which is quite literally what we were just saying about kids being stupid and, like, winning arguments. It's the same thing of just, like yeah, he pulled up to a middle school and was like, "Y'all suck." You know what I mean?
Dude, like, you're children. I'm better than you.
It's me when I was in high school playing pickup football and basketball against my, like, sixth grade cousins and just cleaning up. Like, I would wear receiver gloves and then just, like, stiff arm their faces into the ground.
I wonder if the kids understood it enough to laugh. Or was he just quiet?
I don't think he was
joking
in this one. Like, I think, and I love comedians. I understand there's a lot of comedians who everything they say and their persona is mostly them just saying things that aren't serious and, like, they just don't deliver it as a joke type deal. And so it's hard to understand. And from someone who enjoys comedy and thinks of themselves as a funny guy, I get that. I do it a lot as well. Like, there's a lot of jokes that people just don't get that I tell because I don't tell normal jokes, if you will. But at a certain point, it also seems like that's just like an excuse or a scapegoat. And not that the person is doing for themselves where like, "Oh, I was joking," you know? Because anybody who ever says that was not joking or it wasn't a good joke. But like Dave Chappelle's not like, "Oh, I was joking." But it's more like people like you who just assume he's joking. Which, like, I understand. He could be joking. But like, is he always?
Well,
I don't think he's all.
The thing is,
I think this one seemed like not a joke.
The thing is it's pretty funny. So
yeah, no, yeah,
but it's funny.
Just because something's funny doesn't mean it's a joke.
It means
like
funny.
Will Smith showing his grandma Jada Smith's sex scenes was not a prank. Will Smith just thought it was funny. You know what I mean? That's
true, but it was kind of funny.
It was pretty funny.
It was kind of funny. I still stay at the point of, if I'm laughing, it's funny.
It's true.
It doesn't have to be a joke.
It's fair.
But it's funny.
It's fair. That's all I got.
I'll laugh at humor. You can't stop me.
Yeah.
You can't.
We laugh at some pretty stupid things a lot.
We do.
That's how it goes, though.
That's how we do it here.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, Mr. Yawn Guy.
I was trying to get out, but I could feel it coming.
Yeah.
I was trying to get out, and then we just talked for like 2 seconds too long.
Okay.
I did not mean to yawn into the mic.
Birthdays?
Birthdays.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday. It's time for the birthday game, for the birthday game, for the birthday game. As always, people are born, and then we talk about them no later and no sooner. Only the difference is in the names and the days. Tucker, take it away.
All right, we got one fellow right here coming up first. He is 56 years old, born in New York City, New York.
Gross.
56-year-old movie actor, an actor, comedian, director, producer, and voice actor who won an Emmy Award for a show of his own namesake. His most well-known films, Starsky and Hutch, Heavyweights, There's Something About Mary, Zoolander.
Ben Stiller?
It is Ben Stiller. Happy birthday to Ben Stiller.
Big ups Jerry Stiller. Love me some Jerry.
Jerry Stiller was pretty cool. He was a cool guy. This guy, different era. He died at the age of 90 in 1965. He was born in 1874 in Woodstock, England. He's a world leader. They have him on here.
Is it Winston Churchill?
It is Winston Churchill's birthday.
Favorite quote by Winston Churchill. He had an enemy in Parliament who he didn't like, and she said, if you were my husband, I'd poison your coffee in the morning. And he said, honey, if you were my wife, I'd drink that coffee as fast as possible.
Zinger. Winston Churchill, zinger. He was a pretty cool guy.
He had some good zingers.
He was a good, cool guy. You know, good is not the right. He was a cool guy.
Did you ever see that? I think it was just Churchill. Maybe it was something else called, but the biopic. Very interesting biopic.
I've heard it's pretty good.
Love me some biopics. Gary Oldman, I believe, is who played him.
Yeah.
Great role. I think it was Oldman.
44. Miami, Florida. DJ.
Pitbull.
A very famous DJ. No, an electro house music DJ and producer who had his first big hit with the 2009 single, I'm in the House. He's done...
Stevie Aoki?
It is. It is Stevie Aoki.
Dad owns Wasabi.
His dad owns Wasabi?
No, he owns... Benihana? Okay. He owns an Asian restaurant chain.
Really?
I knew the kid who owned a Wasabi. I always get
owns
those
the
mixed
whole
up.
Thing?
Yeah, he's like the founder or CEO or something. That's why he's really rich. That's why he was able to be a DJ, because those things are expensive to get starting on.
Yeah, I bet it am. Bet that helped. This guy... Not the son of a Benihana.
Listen, I'm going to look up that by you.
59 years old from Bessemer, Alabama. Now, they have him on here as a baseball player. A legendary athlete who played two professional American sports.
Yeah, he founded Benihana. I was correct.
Spawning Nike's famous ad campaign. He was named MVP of the 1989 MLB All-Star Game and retired from the majors after playing 9 seasons and hitting 141 home runs.
Is this Barry Bonds? Sammy Sosa?
He won the 1985 Heisman Trophy and was selected to the...
Oh, Bo Jackson.
It is Bo Jackson's birthday.
I wasn't listening to anything you said.
I know, that's why I didn't go back and let you...
You know he's not in the Hall of Fame in either of those sports?
Yeah, injuries, yeah. I believe.
One of my favorite what-ifs.
Yeah, it's just quantity.
If Bo Jackson doesn't get injured, he's the greatest of everything of all time.
Yeah, if he just had the reps, he would have been in, no doubt, regardless. Or, I mean, just off of, efficiency. Mm-hmm. 74 years old, born 1835. 74 when this guy died.
Or if he played now, even. A, receiving back, but also they would have the medical technology to know there was internal bleeding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Go ahead, sorry.
Born in 1835, died at 74 in 1910. A novelist.
Mark Twain.
Yep.
Really?
It's the novelist.
Oh, Samuel Clemens?
Samuel Langhorne Clemens.
So yes, I was right.
You were wrong. The next guy is 82, born in New York, Mount Vernon, 1929.
1942, you said?
I apologize. R.I.P. died at age 82 in 2012.
Okay.
Entrepreneur, they have him on here, but no, he was known as a television and radio spokesman who won a Daytime Emmy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994 for hosting American Bandstand. I believe he also...
Is it Regis Philbin?
No, he also did the New Year's Eve show, I believe. I don't know if you know this name.
Probably not.
He's like a host, big, very famous host. Like before
Carson Daly.
No, DC. It was a guy who was an old announcer on TV. Not announcer.
Is it
like
Don something?
No.
Dan something?
No.
Then no.
It's Dick Clark.
Oh.
Do you know who Dick Clark is?
I know the name.
Yeah. He's iconic.
I wouldn't recognize him.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't even on TV when I was growing up.
He died in 2012. I was...
young. I was a freshman.
10.
Yeah, I was a freshman. Let's see if you can get this one. 36, born in Camarillo, California.
Getting a phone call. Should I answer it live?
Who depends on who it is.
My uncle.
No.
No.
36 years old, born in Camarillo, California. A TV actress. She... It's most notable for her roles portraying Bridget Hennessy on the ABC sitcom 8 Simple Rules and Penny on the CBS sitcom The Big Bang Theory.
No, I know who it is. I'm not going to know her name.
You don't know her name?
No.
What if I told you her initials?
Oh, whoa, no. I was thinking of Bernadette. Penny is Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah, Cuoco.
Yeah.
Boom. Good job, dude.
She's that flight attendant who killed a dude, which looked like the worst TV show of all time.
She killed a dude?
It gave you the whole entire plot. And everything within the trailer.
Okay.
What did I do last night? And then there's blood. And then that was the trailer. And I was like, okay, so she killed somebody.
Looks like she killed somebody. Yeah. I got you one last birthday.
Okay.
75 years old when they passed away in 2007. They were born in L.A. in 1931. a football coach, a Hall of Fame head coach, who in the 80s popularized spread passing in the West Coast offense.
Is that the dude? No, that's not the dude from Miami, is it? It's not Shula?
No, in 9 years with the Niners, he won 6 division titles, 3 NFC championships, and 3 Super Bowls. No. In his very first year as a coach of the Niners, he drafted the quarterback Joe Montana.
I don't know who drafted Joe Montana. Bill Walsh.
It's Bill Walsh's birthday.
Yeah, I was thinking Walsh when I said Parcells.
I would have been a little upset with you had you not gotten that one.
It took me a second.
Yeah.
It took me a second.
A legend.
Legend.
He invented the spread.
Ayo.
And with that,
we'll see you guys tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Hopefully, so. You know? Maybe. We love you guys. Yeah.